B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, but let me counter. Can I, or should I ask you, can I counter the math? Because conversely, what I do well on the defensive, on the other part of the floor, is I play really good defense. So you're not going to shoot as high percentage from threes as I will from twos and go on the line.
That's a good point. And I think the other thing that ties into what you're saying is, look, if you're playing more to your personnel, which is describing the way you're talking about playing offensively, then you would think that hypothetically you would be more efficient. So the ball's going in more often.
Right.
And if that's the case, you're talking about teams playing against your half-court defense, which can be as good as any in the league. So, look, that's a very valid point. The question, I guess, would be how much more efficient are you going to be playing that way?
Mm-hmm.
Because look, if it added up that way, and this is a team that can really just beat you up inside and get what they want most times, then I say, yeah. Here's the problem, though. Do you have enough 3-point shooting for the double teams that are going to be coming?
Right.
Because you're obviously going to get double teams. You get thrown at you every single time. So I think it's right now, because it's not a steady diet of it, teams can be a little bit more selective of when they double. But if teams get ready to play the Sixers and they watch the last game film and they're saying, okay, they're going to throw the ball to the low post 45 times between, Simmons and Embiid and Horford. And then, even Josh Richardson goes down there a little
bit. Yeah, he does.
Tobias, yeah. Tobias likes to back guys down. So and they say, if that's how they're going to play, then here's what we're going to do. And now you start to go through film. You're talking about a committed double teaming scheme where now you're basically going to have to bait them into and dare them into the kickouts and taking the threes. I don't know that they're a very consistent 3-point shooting team or they have enough of it. Because it's not like you're just going to throw it in a guy that's going to score on one-on-one coverage. I mean, anybody in the
right
one down there.
Right.
He's not going to get that.
Right. Oh, I agree. And the hope is also that you're drawing fouls and then, you're getting teams in penalty and then you're winning that way, which is ugly in defense. I agree with you. So I guess the last thing I want to ask you is who could Elton Brand add? Because you're not going to move any of the principals, right? You're not going to move Horford. You're not, you like what Jay Rich is doing. You're not moving Tobias. So who would you add to the roster? Would it be J.J. Redick? To bring him back, which I think is possible?
Yeah, I mean, look, they obviously like to get a shooter. I know his name's come up. That's kind of what you're targeting. J.J. obviously would have an impact on this team because I think you look at what he did for them and the way that he played. And it's a glaring hole there that they don't fill. Is that guy that's running around creating all kinds of havoc and attention on the perimeter that you feel pretty confident when he leaves his fingers going in for the 3-point line. It opens up a lot because of the way you have to communicate with how much the guy runs and moves. I don't know if J.J. Redick would be a guy that's available to get. Like, I'm not sure what trades they could make, with some of the second half of their roster that's going to bring in somebody the caliber of J.J. Redick.
Well, you can. I think you have a shot because you could take on about 20 or so million in salary. So you're basically housing salary. Like, I don't know, what good is J.J. for New Orleans for 2 years? You don't fit in what they want to do.
Well, what are they going to get in return?
You're going to get picks and Zaire picks and money relief.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the plan that David Griffin has down in New Orleans that he'd be interested in Philly's picks.
I hear you.
J.J. Redick is absolutely a guy that's, he's sitting down in New Orleans and saying, okay, we got, he went there thinking, and I thought too, if Zion's healthy all year and the way it's played out, they're only 3.5 out, they're like in 14th place. It's crazy. But they if he plays all year, I think J.J. Redick thought, with what they're doing down here, like, this is a situation that we're going to be competitive this year. We're going to have a chance for the playoffs. I can make a big difference in that. He liked what they were trying to do there. But now he looks at it and says, it might be a lot harder. This is a bunch of young guys for the most part. And I don't know that that I want to be here at this stage of my career, right, having never missed the playoffs. So his mind might be like, yeah, he's looking around and saying, this probably doesn't make a lot of sense for me to be on this team. But, you know, we'll see, too, if Zion is the type of talent we think he is, and I don't think they're playing him to make the playoffs. I think organically they could find themselves getting into the mix. If he's as good as he was in the preseason and he's able to do those kinds of things in the regular season, and look, some guys come into this league and they're just absolutely that big of a difference maker right away. He might be. And if he is, this is a team that, hey, man, they put together a 5-game winning streak. And next thing you know, they're right there. And now J.J. Redick might view that a little bit differently, too.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, not a lot out there. I mean, I love Derrick Rose. I don't know what his situation in Detroit. I read that he's happy in Detroit. He's playing some good ball again. He's a veteran who's been through wars, and I mean, he's tough. I mean, I like D. Rose a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I have, and he's a guy that I have incredible respect for. I can't imagine guys that are, you think about what he looked like when he was 21 and winning that MVP. He's the most athletic, explosive point guard that the earth has ever seen. And to have most of that stripped away with injuries over the years, number one, just to have the intestinal fortitude to want to stick with it and keep playing, but then also to say, okay, not only like is it hard to even get myself physically ready to play basketball, I am nothing like the player I was. I have to play a completely different game. And for him to add a mid-range, to add a three-point shot, and find like this next stage of his career, after everything he went through, I have an incredible amount of respect for him. And I think he also would be a guy that would be good for the roster and good for the locker room.
Yeah, I do too. He's also nasty. Like, you know, he's got a little streak to him.
Hey, Jamal Crawford's sitting at home doing nothing, Anthony.
Yeah, I would look at him, too. I agree.
I mean, you're talking about a guy, look, I don't know. Everything I know about Jamal, there's not going to be anybody that's going to keep himself in better condition sitting home than Jamal Crawford will. The guy, what he puts in his body, he treats that thing like a temple. He's got no body fat. I guarantee he's playing every single day somewhere. He's a guy that, to me, I think it's still go out there and help some team and still put the ball in the basket and get buckets. And he's that ball handling, like electric, without an electric handle that can get where he needs to on the floor to get his own offense, which is something I think, if you look at the Sixers,
yeah, they
can
use.
One thing that they really needed. I mean, you know, Josh is like a 1 or 2 dribble pickup guy. You know, Tobias is the same.
Yep.
And, you know, Ben Simmons, obviously, we know he's not going to be doing that all over the floor. They don't really have that kind of element coming off the bench. Trey Brooks got a little bit of that in this game, but Jamal Crawford's done it at a completely different level in this league. Now, he's really old. So the question is, what does he have in the tank, and would they be interested in a guy like that? But, you know, I know he's always on social media saying, hey, hello.
Yeah, I'm home. Hello.
I'm just here hooping, man. I can help somebody, so. That might be a little bit extreme because of where he is in his career, his age. But, you know, when you look at what they need, it's kind of how he plays.
By the way, we got a trade that went down. The Hawks get Jeff Teague and Travion Graham. Minnesota gets Alan Crabb. Don't have bad contract, Alan Crabb. So the Hawks get Jeff Teague.
Teague headed back to Atlanta, man.
Okay. How about that?
I like it. I mean, they've got the worst record in the league. They're an interesting team because they're so young. That doesn't really, honestly, that entire trade, everything you just described, has not moved the needle for me in any way, either direction, for either team. By the way, real quick before we go, how about the stuff that Kyrie said after the game last night?
Oh my God, yes.
Are you kidding me?
He's Mars.
That is the definition of toxic. When you start breaking down your roster like that, the guys play 14 games all year. They haven't been very good. I think they're like 5-9 when he plays. They were better without him on the court.
And they all know
Boston
it.
Boston is better without him up there. And you make comments like that. Does he have any concept
None.
Of what it is to lead or to uplift?
No, players? He's from Mars. You know, he's from Mars. And beyond that, he plays no defense
Mars,
beyond that, too.
Even a guy from Mars, don't you know enough? Just shut up. Kevin Durant is coming back next year. All you have to do is just play the good citizen this year. Who cares? Whatever the results are. Whatever. And look, don't get me wrong. If this is he plays the rest of the year, and this is a team that gets bounced in the first round of the playoffs, and he plays like he did last year for Boston against Milwaukee, if he has one of those, you know, where he's going 6-for-27 in back-to-back games and things like that, he's going to get crushed. And but basically what it's going to be is, Kyrie, you can't be a number one and win anything.
No. Nope.
We already know that.
That's right.
Just wait. Slide over into that the shotgun seat.
Yes.
Let KD drive the car.
Right.
Just go live in that lane where you excelled in Cleveland.
That's right.
He can't even do that because he just feels like he's got to explain everything. And when he doesn't, he just murders his own
team. Kills him. He's got no concept. It is brutal.
Can't wait to dive into that tonight.
It's going
to
be good. We'll be watching, man. You're killing it. We love you, brother. You're the best.
We'll catch up soon.
All right, bro. There he is. Tim Legler on the Comcast Business Hotline. How much fun is Lex?
He's great.
Was that insightful or what?
Said some very interesting things about Ben early on.
So I want to dive back into it. 610, back to the phone. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Cuz Radio with the Tunis. Talk about the uncles. My guys, I love the uncles. That's right. The uncles are the best. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul of Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They're celebrating you all month long. That's right. During Owner Appreciation Month, drive home a new Jeep for only $129 a month. That's right, just $129 a month. Only in Family, get oil changes, state inspection, loaner car at no charge. And at Family, your buying experience always fun, fast, friendly, the best service after the sale. Come on down to Philip's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations during Owner Appreciation Month. Because of Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Yes, you're family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime. Just go to familyautos.com. You're going to fall in love with the uncles. Trust me. Trust your cuz. Discount down payment depend on model chosen. See the uncles for details. The offer ends January 31st, 2020.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Opportune time in overtime. Here's Voracek. Drags it in front. Took the shot. He scores! Jake Voracek wins it in overtime. And the Flyers outlast the St. Louis Blues and end their 9-game home winning streak.
Yes! Yeah, the Flyers. The Blues own the Flyers. I wonder how they own them. And so after losing the lead, because they were up 3-1, and then you all of a sudden turn around 3-3, and then the comeback in overtime and win was big. And that was a pretty goal. I was talking about it earlier. They are so much fun to watch. Like, they're an enjoyable watch. You find yourself that way?
Yes, I've been drawn in, and I've been open about it in previous years in the past. I've been out because I didn't like the direction of the team. I like the direction of the team. They are a fast team. I like watching this team. It sucks that Carter Hart's going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks, but hey,
well, I know.
That's part of it. It's part of the sport. Brian Elliott did his job, and they won yesterday. Good win for the Flyers.
The Leon. Listen, tonight is a good test because it's back-to-back. Montreal's good on the road. But I love the way, I'm just enjoy the way they play. Because Konechny, you watch him all over the, he's amazing, right? Like, he's such a great player.
And I love that he's on the Flyers, because you always hear about it, how he's a pain in the ass to other players around the league. He's on our team, and good.
Our team. He's terrific. He really is terrific.
So he's a nail on people's sides. Sixers have Embiid, who could be hated from other fan bases around the world. Good. It's ours. Got Bryce Harper. Nobody on the Eagles, though, that would drive people insane, right? I don't think so.
Mm, Well, who would that be in football?
Yeah, it's a good point. Like, who's that? Well, Odell Beckham Jr.
Did you see what Odell did?
Yeah, did you see that there's a warrant now? Just came out.
There's a warrant?
Yeah.
No. What's the charge?
Because, oh, he assaulted a police officer.
Oh, no. I was talking about giving out the money.
Oh. He assaulted a police officer. He smacked a police officer on the rear end.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, but he Odell was on the sidelines giving out real cash.
Yes.
To LSU players after the game.
Yes.
And it was funny, Joe Burrow goes on, pardon my take, right, Barstool, and says, yeah, I'm not a student athlete anymore. I can tell you, yeah, it was real money.
Yep.
That's like, that causes so much more. That NCAA, the way it is, him out there giving out cash.
Hey, the clock hits zero. Joe Burrow's done.
Well, for Joe, right. But for other kids on that team, it's a prop.
Right, that's true.
For the program itself, it's a prop. Like, you just caused angst for that program.
And God forbid, got a couple hundreds.
I know. It's the NCAA's ridiculous.
I used to be a strong, they get all this stuff. Why should they be paid? But I think that was when I was at college and, you know, student loans, which I'm still paying off. But still, it's like, really? Can't get a couple hundred bucks from Odell?
No, it's stupid. No, listen, I'm on the other side of that. To meet those players, they need to be paid. They get used. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you see how big that championship game was?
Yeah, I mean, the millions of dollars they're bringing in.
It's not fair. Joe Burrow has this, like, incredible season.
Right, right.
They all do. All those receivers, all the linemen, whoever's blocking for him. It's football. Those kids deserve to get paid. All right, let's go to back to the phone lines. Ken in Wilmington. Kenny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kenny.
Hey, Anthony, you put me in a tough spot following the next Sixers coach. Oh, my goodness. You know that, real quick, that book I sent you?
Also went to
Josh Harris with a letter stating why they should look at Tim Legler as coach next year.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, I was hoping to get in before he got in to have you ask him about the Sixers' pick-and-roll defense.
Yeah.
Because you look at it, and I'm assuming they do it to rest Embiid, but that defense, they're the only team in the league that can't run a pick-and-roll, and they can't defend a pick-and-roll.
They were better. During the playoffs last year, they did a decent job. During the playoffs last year, they did. They did a decent job of defending it.
I know statistically they're ranked fifth, sixth, whatever, but it just kills me. When the game's on the line, it's tighter, they have to defend better, they move up. It's like, why don't you do that a little bit more often?
See, I think one of the problems, again, and I think it's with just the day and age, right, that during the regular season, there's not the level of defense where you're defending every possession like it is in the playoffs.
Yeah. Real quick, I'm not going to keep you long, but with Derrick Rose, I don't see them bringing him in because if they do, you agree that with Simmons, it's a mental thing, shooting.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're not going to bring in a point guard that can run a pick and roll flawlessly because that's just something that's going to eat at him. And I just don't see that. With on the other side, with Redick, I'd love to get Redick back, but if he comes back and they play him, he can't play both Redick and Korkmaz.
No. Well, Korkmaz wouldn't play. I mean, he would be relegated. Obviously JJ. The problem with Korkmaz is you can't. He just kills you. You can't play prolonged minutes because he kills you on that side. I know, but JJ at least will get in the way a little bit. You know, he's not a good defender either, but at least he's also, you can count on him to score more.
Well, the other thing,
you can hide him better.
He can shoot moving.
Yes.
Korkmaz is a standstill shooter.
I agree.
With Redick, at least you get movement off the ball. It's
yes.
Like you watch him now, and they go to this five out, and it's easy to defend. The defense knows where they're going to rotate, what they have to do. But I don't know.
No,
I'm just wanting.
Listen, don't give up. All right, Kenny? Don't give up. Look, there's plenty. When the playoffs start, it is a different team. You know, it's a different team. I know they got to get to the seed. They have to get proper seeding, and they do need to get Horford right. I do believe that Elton Brand's going to make a move. He's going to add to this bench. Nick in Collinsville. Nicky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gentlemen, how we doing, man?
What's up, Nick?
It was fun listening to Legs, man. And he said a lot of stuff that, you know, I kind of said or kind of agree. I agree with a lot of his stuff. But look, last night I'm watching the Sixers and the Flyers, flipping back and forth, and Temple. And,
great sports night, wasn't it?
It was a great sports night. Yeah, and I had nothing to do, which was great. I had all my paperwork and emails done, so it was great. So I'm watching a game, and I'm going, wow, that was a great game by Ben Simmons. It was an exceptional game by Tobias, but it was a really good game by Ben Simmons. I was like, okay, he came out of his shell a bit more. He demanded to be part of the offense and be, well, he's always part of the defense, but so it was great. And then, you know, I flip over and look, he's not, he'll never be Luka. Luka's a shooter. He's like Harden. He's Harden. I mean, cause like Harden, if you give him 18 extra inches, he'll drain the three in your eye. If you come up and go, you know, chest to chest, he'll dribble drive and go to the hole and lay it up. So he's never going to be anything like that. They're two completely different players. But then I flip over to the Lakers.
And you saw Fultz.
And
he saw the triple-double.
Yeah, and look, I know how you always say it's numbers. And the only time I look at numbers is when I see something and feel something like there's something just not right. And I look at the numbers and go, the numbers either are going to back you up or not back you up. And I'm going, Lee Smartkell, he took it to LeBron a couple times, and he took it to big guys down the hole.
He did, yeah.
And he wasn't, and he actually, against that one LeBron play near the end when he took the seal of game, I mean, he gave him his shoulder dip bump in his chest and backed them off and went up strong. And I'm going, I guess that's, and I haven't said this for 2 years, that's all I want from Ben. I don't want, look, I would love a mid-range shot from him. But what I want from him initially is just show my eyes that this is your team. Okay, not when they drafted Markel and he goes, I'm the only point guard on this team. Don't tell me, McNabb. Show me. Just keep showing me night in and night out. And that was a good start last night. And the question is, does he follow up or does he have two quiet games? Like Devon or Ty said the other day, like Ben disappeared in the fourth quarter. Not just the last game, but a couple games ago, where they needed him, and he didn't take one shot in the fourth quarter. And we've seen that. We've seen that in the playoffs where he goes.
Yeah, you're talking about Indiana. Yeah.
Indiana. Yeah. He just goes to the quarter and hides. Huh? And I know the team they're still learning. So I think this team is built right, like you've said, for 16. It's just frustrating on on a Tuesday night when they're in Indiana and you're like, it's 2-5, like Mike likes to say, is 2-5 on the court? Is he on the court? Where is he? You know, and he's on the court and he's not visible. You know, it's that. But I was happy with last night.
Yeah, it's so interesting. The Fultz, it's funny because I saw the same thing. I'm like, oh my god, you know, look at Markel Fultz. He's playing his ass off, right? And he had been playing better. And the Orlando's down like almost all the guards, right? So he had to play a lot of minutes. And remember the vision. It's why they took him. It's why we all liked him. Is that he was a secondary ball handler next to Ben, right?
Perfect, so,
so when you wanted Ben to go in the dunker spot, you had somebody else that could facilitate the offense.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a shame because he mentally couldn't handle what was going on in Philadelphia. I think it was the right draft. It was the right choice. I mean, I would have second guessed it when he came in, and we say this all the time. They're kids. Well, when they get drafted, they're actually kids. You know, they're 17, 18 years old. They've been away from home. They've been living under cocoon in a big time college under control. And then you throw them out there. And that's when they're kids. That's why I don't like when people go, Ben's still young. I go, no, he's not. Not NBA life. He's not young. So, but Markel was young.
Yes, he was. He was younger and more mature. And Ben is mature. The only thing about youth and like, youth, when it's all relative. So if you're Luka Doncic and you're 15 years old and you're playing against men in Europe,
right?
you know, you're going to grow more, right?
Darwinism. You have to adapt or die.
Right. So you're forced and thrust into a heightened maturity level, right? Your game, right. Even your personality, like you're just become a man. Now you're Ben, and you come over here and you're at an academy, right?
Yeah.
And then after the academy, you do a year at LSU.
Non-basketball school.
Where you're...
Nobody cares.
And you're, you know, again, you know, it's kind of... You're secluded. You're just doing your thing. And then you come here, you miss your first year because of injury. And now all of a sudden, you're playing against real men, right? Like, you know, you're playing against the NBA. So the path, you know, Doncic was tested way more at a much more tender age.
Here's our final point. You said this, and we've heard, and this is true, that Ben's father, you know, he trained him to be a point guard, which is great. You know, we see it. We see aspects of that. Okay. But my retort to that is my dad could have trained me to be Da Vinci. But at the end of the day, I'm either going to be Da Vinci or not. So, this is where we're at right now with the Sixers. We have to figure out what he's going to be.
Yeah, but he had, you know, you imagine that dad trained you to be Da Vinci, but you also have a God-given skill to paint, right? Like, he had a skill. I mean, he was 6'10", he could handle the ball. Like, watch him. When you go to a game next, just watch him in warm-ups.
Yeah, well.
And watch the way he handles the basketball. You're going to think that he's Da Vinci, like, in that sense.
Well, that's my concern. I've said that many, many times. My concern is that the limiter he's putting on, the choker he's putting on himself.
Yeah, I mean,
you were there the other night, and you said he had no problem elbow shots. But when they tip off and they blow the whistle and tip off.
Yeah, you're right.
Same guy.
I know. I hear you, Nikki. Thank you, buddy. But, like, If I may for 1 second, because I was down there one day. I was watching him, and it was before the game. Actually, it was the other night in Indiana. It was before the game, and I'm watching him put the ball behind his back. Like, he's running a thing where he's running from sideline to sideline. All right, at midcourt. So he's running across midcourt, and there's somebody next to him, and he's just passing the ball behind his back on a bounce, right? So he's jogging next to, I forget who it was, one of the coaches, and he's putting the ball behind his back, and the passes are so pinpoint accurate, and the way, and again, this is somebody who's 6'10", right? And the fluidity in which he passes the ball, perfect bounce behind the back pass to where the guy who's running doesn't break stride or anything. And he does it like not even, like, I'm watching him, and like, he don't even realize he's doing it. And he's doing it with utter perfection.
Yeah, we would try to do it and we'd break something.
Right, like, and he's just... Behind his back bounce. And, you know, from sideline to sideline. And it's beautiful. Like, it's like art, right? It's why, you know, people, you're so enamored by what he does. Like, you know, nobody does it. He's 6'10". Nobody, you don't do that. It's why the trade Ben Simmons people, I think, are out of their minds. Joe in Denver, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Anthony, how you been, my brother?
What's going on, Joe?
Oh, not much, man. I just heard this whole, you know, the Legler, you know, conversation you guys had.
Yeah, bro.
And I took away from it, and, you know, I respect you, man. I've listened to you for years. I love you, brother. But what I took away from it was he's never going to shoot. He's going to be the player that he is. He has no more much ceiling to go. If that's the case with Legler, and I respect the hell out of a Legler,
uh-huh.
He knows what he's talking about, okay?
Yeah.
I would definitely package him before it's too late. because as long as he's here and he does what he's doing now, and he doesn't get much better, this team's never going to win, Anthony.
Okay, so I understand how what you're saying, but even I think you just misconstrued a little bit, Joe.
Hold on.
And what? See, Legs and I mean, he's my neighbor. We live near each other, right? And
he's a cool guy.
Like we talk all the time. So it's we talk off the air. We're always whatever because we're both basketball freaks, right?
All right.
And he would never trade Simmons. So like, I hear what you're saying. And I hear
he just said never going to get better, man.
But see, I think Joe. I think he is. I think I've seen. Maybe not be a shooter. Like he's not going to be a lockdown. Like all of a sudden, he's turning to James Harden.
No, absolutely not. But he's not going to be. He's going to be all right. Let's be honest. He's the captain, right? He's supposed to be our guy. Well, he's not our guy. He's not our leader. He's not the Iverson. He's not the Barkley. So you know what? Give him the rock. Take us home, baby. He can't do it.
Yeah, but he can. There's other things that he does that does bring you home. His overall game. And I hear what you're saying. I understand now what you mean by, what you're aiming at. And I get finishing a game, right? Having a ball in your hands and finishing the game. I'm not saying he's going to shoot your way at the end of a game or, be Michael Jordan, bounce and a shot. But I think he could still do that, getting to the rim.
Anthony, I agree with you. Okay, fine. I think he's a good second, third option. He's a good facilitator. You see him in Golden State, I think he'll be awesome, okay? But we don't want – a number one pick is supposed to be – I love JoJo. JoJo, he's got a little lazy thing. But I think he might work it out. But he's got the talent to carry this franchise, you know what I'm saying, to be the man. Now, do I think he could be a good player – a nice player, but do I think him being a superstar, Carson Wentz, JoJo, Dr. J, do I see it? No, I don't see it. Now, what I would think about doing, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm stupid, I don't know, but you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. What would
all
you
right,
do?
I lost you. Yeah. What I would think about doing, and what do you think about it? I know you're gonna trash it.
No, I'm open mind. Okay. Listen, we're talking, okay. Right?
What do you think about this trade?
Uh-huh.
We ship him to New Orleans, okay? We get back Drew Holiday and the guard we had last year, the three-point guy. What's his name?
Redick, yeah.
Yeah, I know Redick. It sounds crazy. I know it sounds
crazy. I got to run. It was a great conversation. I enjoyed talking to you. I would not do that. And, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's how you reach us. Cuz Radio with the Chunis. There's Natalie. What's up, Nat?
Hi, Ant.
You did good on the general knowledge yesterday.
Thank you. I'm very good with general knowledge.
Yes, you are.
All this useless information finally being put to use.
The only one I knew, every once in a while I like to play along at home, Jeopardy, was the rabbit. With the rabbit-proof fence.
Oh, you knew that one?
Because of the movie.
Wait, what movie?
There was a movie called Rabbit-Proof Fence.
Wait.
It was about these kids. It's a great movie.
So wait, what happened?
It's a little independent film.
Why did it? What happened? It didn't work, right? Because the rabbits just went around.
Yeah, this wasn't. It wasn't really. It was just the title of the movie.
Oh,
and it was basically it was a play off of it because that's known in Australia that they did this.
Oh,
but the movie itself is about these kids.
Okay,
it's a really good movie.
I'm gonna have to look into this more.
It was a little indie film. Early 2000s, I think. It's a good movie.
All right.
Check it out. Let's talk a little DraftKings, shall we? Conference Championship Week is here. 4 teams, 2 games, little time left of the season. You don't want to miss out. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so much going on this week, DraftKings got great promotions running every day. From odds boost to free bets, they have it all this week only. Bet on any star player to score the first touchdown of the game, 10-1 odds. It doesn't get better than that. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe and secure betting app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. And to top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. right now. You don't want to miss it. All right, go to DraftKings.com/fanatic for a limited time. All new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out. Sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's DraftKings.com/fanatic. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. PA only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What up?
Hey, coming up, don't forget keyword. A chance to win $1,000 at 1 o'clock. Make sure you're listening. We got Flyers Canadiens tonight. It was a good sports night last night. We talked a lot about it. We're talking about, obviously, Sixers and Nets, Flyers and Blues. I love when they play those teams. See, the one thing about, you know, you get it for because of travel purposes, but it's like that with every sport. Like, I love when they play the other. Like, I love, they cut down, the Phillies used to play the Cubs, you know, two series apiece on the road and at home.
Right.
And now it's down to one. Like, I love those, you know, those, I hate the heavy division. It becomes boring after a while.
I also hate, going back to baseball, the fact that interleague play is just not the same anymore. How you can, like, there's teams that are starting the season against an American League team. I miss it when it was in the middle of the season, right? Because that gave me extra intrigue to go down to the ballpark.
Yeah, I know, I agree.
So I was like, oh, the Boston Red Sox are in town.
Yeah.
And it's only this span of games where I get to see American League teams.
I don't like, in 1 year, remember the Phillies opened against Kansas City?
Yes.
It was two years ago?
Yeah, and last year they played a team, I think it was like the second or third series of the season was the American League team. And I'm like, what? This isn't the same.
No, I agree with you. I hate that. I do. I hate that a lot. I despise that. What are you going to do for the games this weekend, Sunday?
Hanging out with the old man.
Been watching. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
I'll be on a Sunday morning till noon, and then, you know, find a bar or just at the house. We don't know where yet, but.
I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like. The weather's supposed to be bad Saturday and get cold. I don't know how much snow we'll wind up getting.
Yeah, I'm going down to the shore Saturday or Friday night. It's supposed to rain down there. It's actually going to be warmer down there than here.
Well, it always is. Yeah.
And then, so.
There's that thing called the ocean.
Yes. I may avoid.
That affects habits.
Yes. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, meteorologist Anthony Gargano.
Affects the moisture in the air.
Thank you.
You should know that as being the seal that you are.
Yes. I do live in the ocean. So I'm going to get the rain Saturday. But then when I drive up Sunday morning to do the show, I'm hoping that the roads aren't going to be too bad with the snow.
Yeah, well, you're going to come back. If you're coming back to work.
Yeah. I'm going to be leaving a little bit earlier to make sure that I can actually get up here.
Yeah, especially if you're going down Friday. You're going down Friday.
Go down Friday night, come back Sunday. Hit up the Elks Club.
Are you going to go to the Elks? You see Tooch at the Elks? Man.
Why wouldn't I?
Sure. Is it open?
It's open year-round. It's open year-round.
Actually, Tooch is, my buddy Tooch is going to join the Elks Club with
it's
you.
Coming up soon.
His initiation, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go there and celebrate.
That's cool.
Good man. By the way, I texted you yesterday. I saw the Aaron Hernandez documentary yesterday.
Oh, I meant to ask you about that.
Fascinating.
It was great, huh?
Fascinating. What?
I heard it was chilling.
Yes. Yeah. It was a ride. Like, you're going through it, and they're connecting different things with possibilities that Aaron Hernandez could have been a part of, and then they had a lot of the second, they were all, it was three episodes.
Uh-huh.
And they were all like an hour and 10 minutes long. And in the final episode, I completely forgot that he went back into court for some other stuff that happened in Boston, some things that happened in Florida while he was down there. And I'm just like, man. And then they had the CTE stuff that went on. It was a ride, that docu. It was, I was hooked. I watched all three
episodes
in a row.
So what was the theory? Listen, the playing football did not make him into being a scoundrel.
No, and they did.
A psychopath.
They had people, like they had like a couple of like Stephen A. Smith and some former players that are in the media. And they basically showed both sides, like some people that were sympathetic. And then, of course, a lot of people that weren't sympathetic at all because he was a part of things before NCTE.
Exactly. Right. We stopped it. All of a sudden, you know, brain injury, playing football caused him. Are you kidding me?
Right. Right.
He's a psychopath.
Right. But it was fascinating. It was a ride. I suggest people to watch it. It took, I mean, so it was really 3.5 hours. It was 3 hour and 10 minute long episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stop. I click next episode, next episode, next episode. I suggest people to watch it.
I'm in. I'll watch it. I'm interested in that. It's Tyrone.
He's happy. He's got his binder.
Why is Tyrone happy?
He's got a nice binder. Little things in life.
I got a little binder action.
We had some broken binders in here.
Oh, nice.
Ty's happy.
It's the reeds? That where the commercial reeds are?
Yeah, that book's been falling apart for like 6 months.
Nice. Very
Tyrone
cool.
Tyrone took matters into his own hands.
There you go, brother. Let's go to Ernie. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Ernie.
Hey, what up, Angie? I ain't talked to you in a long time, my man.
What's up, Ern? Where you been?
Hey, man, I've been working, taking care of family, man. Just falling back listening, man. I ain't talked to you since you were down with Steve.
Man. That's it, man. I remember, Ern.
Yeah, how you been?
I always loved you, Ern. You're always here. Wow, man, it's a good voice from the past.
Yeah, yes, sir. Good radio been going on since I've been listening, man.
Thank
you always hold it down, man. You always hold it down in sports talk, man. You the best did it, bro.
Thanks, baby. Appreciate it, Ern.
My thing with the Sixers is, why do they play down to their opponents? I'm not worried about Ben shooting threes. I don't need him shooting threes.
Yeah.
Can he develop a mid-range game? Definitely, he can do that. I need him to do that. But they play down to the mediocre team so much, it's frustrating to me. You know what I mean? Like, they shouldn't be in no struggle with Brooklyn, even if the big man ain't there. Some teams you just look at and say, when I get on the court with these mutts, I'm going to tear their heart out.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You know, without Joe, no Joe, don't matter. You're playing Brooklyn,
yeah,
and they are a mess. I mean, you saw Kyrie. Like, you know, Kyrie's a creep. And
yeah, kick them in the ass and send them back up 95, man.
Yeah, I agree.
They just they frustrate me when they struggle with teams. They just should be pounding. You know what I mean? That's
I think they're feeling it right now a little bit, though. I think this thing is a little bit more deep rooted, right? Like there's a little bit of a confidence thing, and the good thing is that they finished strong yesterday, right? Like
because down the stretch.
it had been tough. It was tough in Indiana. It was kind of it's been a tough go. So I thought that was a big deal.
Yeah, you know when they those turnovers that they. I like it makes me change the channel. Like, I don't care what channel it is. I turn something. Right, I don't care what it is. Like, oh, you just turned the ball over some silly stuff. That gets under my skin. And before I go, I want to give a shout out to Sal Powell, man, for doing what he had to do to get capital H where he needed.
Wasn't that awesome?
Hello. That was awesome, man.
That was great, man.
I mean, you know, my dad used to call Harold Carmer capital H. You know, that's
I love that, capital H.
See, capital H, you know, so tall and stately. So, you know, you don't spell his name with lowercase letters.
He was cool, man. Harold was so cool. That was a shame. And you figure, you know, he worked for Andy all those years,
uh-huh.
And that scumbum, Chip Kelly, fired him.
Because Chip Kelly's a noodle.
Yeah.
He used to be in some boiling water and get some spaghetti sauce right over him when he started. I don't even want to talk about that. I mean, because we could have had about two Super Bowls by now.
He's
a Super Bowl team, man.
He's a noodle.
Deshaun, the same train away, LeSean, Jack, all the people he got rid of.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
I
know.
I'm going to hit the heavy bag talking to this dude.
Hey, don't be a stranger, man. Thanks, brother.
I'm going to call back. Keep holding it down, bro.
Thanks, baby. Peace to you, Aaron. So, now you have a chance to win $1,000. I mean, Ernie has called, man, it was right since Stevie. When Steve and I would do the show at the other station. This hour's keyword is contest. Enter the keyword contest on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting contest to 45911 by 1:15 p.m., we'll call you if you're randomly selected. You'll win $1,000. Everybody that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword contest on the Fanatic app at 975thefanatic.com or by texting contest to 45911 by 1:15 p.m. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway. Presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code QB500.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.